Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop New York. This is the reunion, part one. Safari was nowhere to be found. Kimbella has a bundle of joy on the way. And Mariah Lynn, she lays it all on the line for Richie Dollars. We have a fully loaded news and gossip section, plus trending tweets and a game against that bar. So stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
AfterBuzz TV. We have to give our little opening song a little credit right there. Yes, I love it.
It's always so
upbeat. I know, it's so retro.
And shout out to our engineer, Jonathan.
He's been holding down all season. Thank you so much for doing that for us. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girls on the panel with me. Thelma, the one and only.
Hey, guys. How are you?
You like how I said Thelma because I know I'm country.
You know, we love all our friends.
All right. And we have the queen of news and gossip, Robin.
Hey, y'all. It's Robin with the B here. Happy to be here.
Come on, accent.
I don't know what that is.
You have an accent now. And we have Kayla Renee in the building who always holds it down.
Of course. Hey, I'm so glad to be here.
So, ladies, I would like to know your overall thoughts of the episode because this reunion was out of control, for sure.
I think it was definitely reminiscent of the season. Mm-hmm. There were some parts of it that were kind of mature, like the conversation between Yandy and Kimbella. But more so what was mature about it was Joel stepping in, like, okay, we're family, mm-hmm. we're not doing this. And then there were some parts that were just, like, really extra and cringy. So it was interesting around.
I wonder who that was. I think the fashion of the part one reunion was very interesting. Absolutely. I mean, did anything stand out? Do's and do nots to you guys.
Real prom dressy.
I was gonna get into like the best dressed person.
Yeah, we should definitely do that later.
Yeah.
I was taken back by some and the way the set was, more than anything, I was a little thrown off by that.
I would describe this episode as kind of like putting that tea kettle first on the flame. It's like it's heating up a little bit, mm-hmm. but I just feel like the second part is just going to be like kaboom.
It's going to be explosive.
Like the high-pitched noise that comes out the little tea kettle when the water is kaboom.
Hot. Okay, Safari knows how to make an entrance. He knew what he was doing by not being seen on part one, I think. So I'm really looking forward to part two for mm-hmm. sure, and this whole Richie Dollars slow-mo run to him. But we're going to get right into the looks of the evening. Who did you feel like was best dressed?
I don't know about best dressed because I think that's like really extreme at this point. Yeah,
nobody?
Let's just see how Safari comes because you never know who probably like take it.
He looks nice a lot of times.
There were a couple people. There were a couple people that looked really cute. I don't know. I like Papoose's outfit.
I don't even remember what he
was
wearing. well, I couldn't really tell what Yandy's dress was about, but she had the
wet look.
Yeah, she had that Beyonce Drunken Love wig look like. Kimbella had the Beyonce Love on Top look, for the reveal. Sydney Starr, I wasn't surprised with what she was wearing, but I do think it was probably like better than I thought she would come. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that. And Juju, I think... Okay, so Mariah, I'm going to just skip Juju. Juju's always cute. But something was going on with the shoulder that I was like, I didn't understand. Mariah Lynn, I really like the dress. Obviously, it was a bit much for the occasion, mm-hmm. but the dress was bomb to me. Like, if you was just doing a little photo shoot or something...
Where was she going, though?
I know.
It just gave me prom 2017.
It was a real prom-y, but like...
Somebody gave her the dress.
I think, if anything, I'd give best dressed to Juju for some reason.
Or the pink fur.
Naya?
No, it wasn't
Naya.
Naya?
Well, I think that was Naya. I think she had, like, a little pink little jumpsuit thing on, and it had the little fur. What's her name?
Look, well, I'm guys, sorry. If you have a comment and would like to let us know who you think was best dressed, let us know in the comment. Get in the live chat right now.
Yeah,
let us
Charles know R. is already like...
To be honest, like I feel like we need to break down the wigs and the makeup situation.
Okay, well, my best dressed was Jonathan, which...
He was fly.
Jonathan looked good. I really love that suit. Thank you for bringing
totally
that up.
I was totally thinking Jonathan.
Yes. Yeah, anything Jonathan. With bling bling.
Because he didn't really talk that much, so I was... But that outfit was real cute. Charlotte is saying Yandy's hair was a mess and Mariah Lynn is a whole mess.
Yeah, so Naya's hair. I mean, I like her with hair, but I think that was a little too basic for the reunion. Like, I feel like you should come to slay and just be sleek and, you know, just really over the top.
Yeah.
I think that's your chance to do that. And it was, like, really basic hair.
The hair I really liked was Alexis. Alexis was really nice because she had, like, the ponytail. But the ponytail was, like, a little different because it was, like, messy in the back. Mm-hmm. Had, like, a little wavy thing going. I was like, oh, that's really cute.
Remy
was
surprised.
I was going to say, Remy's outfit was really cute because
I kind of... her makeup, though.
I didn't like her
wig
makeup either.
Or something was going on up in here. Like, normally she's super beat. And maybe she was super beat, but maybe the lighting was off or something. But something was off.
I loved her outfit, but, yeah, I didn't like that 06 little hump. It looked kind of like it was like the little hump and then like a high
ponytail. Pompadour.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. But her outfit was, I feel like, was super cute because it's like, you kind of want to be, I feel like it's like homecoming attire. Like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a cute little dress, but it's like almost like maybe like cocktail, but I don't think you need like a full-blown gown for the reunion. Like, I feel like it's a little much.
I think you can if you do it right. Not the foofy look. If it's like a nice form-fitting gown, I don't see nothing wrong with that at all.
Yeah, I definitely think like when I said Papoose, I mean, like they look good as a unit because it was really good like in the conversation of talking about postpartum to see like somebody who just had a baby owning her sexuality and owning her body and being proud of her because she had like a really
and
short...
And she had the shortest
Because when she got up to give a hug to Sydney Starr, I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's
looks like she
got
on like a
cute.
Little
legs
like,
out
laser
out.
With some little shorts or something like that.
Yeah, Sydney was too extra. Like, she's the only one who got up out of her seat. When they introduced everyone, and I'm like, why does she gotta be so extra?
Okay,
like,
brought the shrimp and all. I was,
girl.
You know what?
I'm done. I was with so that topic. But I definitely want to know what you guys think about Safari not showing up until later on because they thought he was a no-show altogether. Do you feel like the cast should be required to attend the reunion, or is it optional?
It's work. It's work. When you sign up for all X amount of episodes, that's part of your contractual obligation.
Yeah.
So I do feel like, no, it's not something that you can choose to back out of. You should show up for work. That's part of your integrity.
To be honest, it was like an eye-rolling moment. Like, the only thing I could think of was Jocelyn. Remember how, like sassy and diva-ish Jocelyn was at every reunion? It's just, like, Safari's pulling the same card. Like,
but the thing is, when they know you're not coming, they try and set up a green screen or something to have you.
A video.
Right. So that's why I was like...
I just felt like he was going to pull something. Like, I just, like, for them not to even say, like, oh, we're going to have, you know, Safari Satellite in or whatever, it was just like, I feel like something's coming.
Safari's going to be on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. He feels like he's running the show right now.
Absolutely. He's definitely, like, frequent Maya Files for, like, you know, for Mona. He's doing whatever she needs. But I also agree with you completely. It is work. You do need to show up ready to work. And I think that there was a part of it that just made him feel like this is just going to be overwhelming because I think he's also very non-confrontational.
Yeah.
So I think somebody actually made that comment. Like, maybe he doesn't
want
to have all the confrontation. Like,
he don't want
Joe
the smoke.
Budden
he don't want
and Rich trying to jump us. Like, I don't even care enough about you guys personally to sit here and have to act out of my character or defend myself. But I think that exactly what you said, the producers probably got on the phone like, oh, no, we will sue you. Or, that's an assumption. I'm not saying that's what happened.
Or
they just, you know, they found a way to, like, you know, compel him to show up.
Yeah.
Or, playing devil's advocate, speaking of production, they could have set that up to make it seem like that the whole time.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, Safari does need to be here to defend himself.
They're
so
like,
I just feel like they were building
buzz.
It up.
Yeah, you know, that could have been a part of the story, too, because I know how production
you
gets
never
down.
Know.
You already know.
Like,
they
especially Safari, who loves attention and loves, like,
absolutely.
Loving hip-hop. He's dedicated to the cause.
Well, he loves Erica now, so. You know, she pulled a no-show one time, and she did a green screen, so maybe she's an influence on him. And then, I don't know if you remember when he first was on Love & Hip Hop, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, how they grilled him on that reunion. Right. Like they tore him apart. It's Rosa every Costa, reunion, yeah. Like the whole like girls, Nikki, all of them like killed him because they were saying he was cheap, he had no money, he was broke, like he's all
a liar, these, yeah.
Right. So it was like I feel like he doesn't want that heat because now it's like okay, now you're bringing your girl around Erica, nobody likes her, like so I already know it's gonna be some heat from him, but. We'll
he's so
happens.
Cocky and confident now. He's just walking around with like big D energy. Like I just feel like
he does have a big D.
Ooh, yeah, that we too. Know he's that. Like, don't he just walk around with that energy? Like he just got to come in with his fur and his glasses
strip,
on.
Strip.
Like I think the last episode when they were in Costa Rica in the club, like he just had like a Notorious B.I.G. moment. Like he was just in all black with his little Senna shades on, his fur, and it was just like
he feels complete slow. Now. He has he Erica. Mad. He has his fiance. Now
he got
feels,
a new
like,
boost of confidence.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I like this new Safari.
I do. I like Safari. I really like Safari.
She's like over here really excited.
I'm not mad. I know. I'm just kidding. I was
sweating.
I've always liked him, even when he was corny.
So, he's always been a good guy, yeah.
Yeah, so Kimbella, she announced that she has a bundle of joy on the way. And what I'm thinking about this is, okay, Jewels is about to go in. You're already, I'm sure, kind of short on cash. Mm-mm. But not only that.
Not in the
wallet,
Jesus.
Not only, I'm just saying, who's making money? Where he going to be in jail? Like, I don't know. But this is the thing. Is he trying to make her sit down? Like, he has to sit down because she's going to be pregnant for 9 months, so she got to be like...
I mean, if she did... They made it clear that she chose to get off the birth control.
No. He so decided questions. To skeet up. Skeet the club up. Skeet the club.
Shoot it up. Shoot the club.
Pew, pew, pew.
It sounded like it was something she wanted to
everybody
do.
Everybody going to die tonight.
Do y'all remember that?
It seemed like that was something she wanted to do based on what they... disclosed in the reunion. I mean, you never know.
It
what
seems
the
like they're
is.
Happy. I'm it just was, saying, like, why would you want to be pregnant and alone and your man can't even see the birth of the baby? Like, why?
Hopefully she has, like, a very good support system. Because me, personally, like, I feel like if I get pregnant my man had to go away, I'd feel some type of way that, like,
and
we're not going to be
kids.
There. Yeah, that too. Like, we're not going to be there to share this moment together. You know what I mean? I didn't know they had three other kids together. So, for some reason, I thought their kids were, like, she had kids on, you know, in a different relationship and he did too. But I'm like, okay, they got two together. The little ones, right? Mm-hmm. So now this is their third, but... And hopefully the moms, you know, the grandmas come together and just, like, are there for her. But I'm just, like, that announcement, once again, I still, like, stand behind the whole feeling of this is rushed. Like, I just felt mm-hmm. like it was, like, oh, wedding. Now she's 6 months pregnant, like, about to give birth any day now. Like, hold on, wait, what? Like, when did you get pregnant?
Shotgun wedding, what they call it, back in the day?
Basically,
shotgun wedding,
but he's adamant that...
Because it all happened in 3 months.
Yeah, he's adamant that he... felt like she held him down for all these years. He's a Harlem dude that never wanted to get married. Now all of a sudden he wants
crease
to get married.
Crease the Timbs.
Well, I'm like, me too, because it's like, how are they going to make money? Because it's like, now the only thing Kimbella could do is like hostings, like club hostings.
Well, yeah. Love and Hip Hop, hello.
What?
They got to wait for Atlanta? Another year. Like, I'm like, they got to wait.
She going to travel like Safari?
Oh, no.
She's you know she's going to be on next season, though, because it's like, we got to follow up the storyline of her being, like, a single mom without Jewels being
well.
It's definitely, like, it definitely kind of projects kind of the conversation that Yandy was having earlier, where it's like, we were plotting on a check, but I don't think that this particular situation, no, I mean, like, in the past, we've known for a fact that they have, like, Love and Hip Hop stars are very strategic in, like, different things that they do. Mm-hmm. But I definitely don't think that this is necessarily that. And I think that what she said was really interesting and also kind of referred to her as well. Whenever something good is happening, people will find a negative. The same way when something, Yanni was doing life. Something good, she found a negative. And now she's the one sitting here saying, oh, people will always find a negative. And I was just like, oh, including you. Okay.
Right.
But, like, that's true. So I definitely don't see her marriage or even... her child that's going to be coming out, like anything, I don't see a negative to it, honestly. I really didn't see it in that perspective, but you guys do raise some really good points.
I do agree with Jewel, so sorry, V. I do agree with Jewel, too, though, because he was like, I mean, he clarified it and cleared it up, saying that, like, no, this isn't rushed. We all kind of have, like, this is how we parent and this is how we do. And I was like, okay, once he broke it down, I was like, okay, yeah, because you really can't put a timeline on people's love and, like, how fast they move or whatever,
it
especially
was
if they're
a
like.
Change of horse.
Yeah,
it wasn't
like,
fast. It was 10 years.
It
so,
change of
posture.
Another
you know what?
Person. That brought some positive energy was Papoose. He actually went through
he
it with Remy.
Word.
Yeah, he had to hold Remy down while she was in jail. So he gave a word to them as well as
Reverend Pat.
You know, Yandy, which we'll get into, like, their whole interaction between Kimbella and Yandy. But I thought that was really nice that, you know, Remy and Papoose, they're always, like, giving good advice
they're
to
the
matriarch
crew. Of, yeah, they're just the matriarch couple.
Black love. Because they've been through a lot. Child. And I think what Remy said was very true. It's like, once you become a unit, you know, like you said, like, this is a reflection.
You move different.
It
hit different.
Even
that support
kind of something
hit
that
different.
You said earlier, even with people who are, because once you get engaged, you switch your mindset, right? Yeah. You're already in the thinking of we're one. So you don't want to bring that negative light right. to your partner. You don't want to be, like, embarrassed because that might rub off on them. And Remy touched on that. That was definitely an issue between Sin and Joe during the season. And then that could also be a part of the reason if Safari wasn't showing up, it might be like, I really don't want to bring negativity to my relationship because everything will come back to that.
Remy and Papa just always been, like, a living testimony. Like, literally everything that they went through, like, and we've all kind of seen their careers, like, back in the day. So it's like, yeah, to see them now is like bringing it full circle. So yeah.
But one question I have is, why is it three people on the cast who have to go to jail and have their, like, marriage through visitation, like,
that's
conjugal
true.
Visits?
That's true. From we got a few of them now.
Right. So Yandy, she's going through it. She understands what it is to have a mate in prison, and she was trying to be there for Kimbella. She was actually in the wedding, and then they fell out again after she saw the episode. So do we feel like Kimbella was forthcoming with her apology in Costa Rica, or do you feel like she kind of just left it open? Or is the apology for everything sufficient?
I think that the apology in Costa Rica was very genuine in the fact that she was like, I was hurt. Mm-hmm. I was mad, and I may have said some things that reflected that energy. Mm-hmm. Now, moving forward, no, that shouldn't just... You know it's going to be re-triggered when the episode drops. So just like Mariah Lynn called Yandy and was like, you know what? I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes, she should have called her again and made sure she was good. Not 5 days after the episode
aired.
And
you know you
that
did something
weird.
And you're just sitting back waiting 5 days. Like, I wonder why she did shit.
And
like,
this is the episode where she clearly sees, you know, that you completely did not say what you said you said.
I was, like, gonna say, this is another cringeworthy thing, because she was like, did you or did you not say
that,
like, what you said to Mariah Lynn?
She
and then it all just played
that.
Out like all
she
the
was like
clips.
I know her
just
that shit fake as AF. She said it's fake.
She's like,
AF.
I didn't say that. I said, yeah. I just hope you were doing it for the right reasons.
What,
girl,
I will
clip.
Say, what I will say is, ahead, I Ms. don't Robin. Think that this whole thing about she's talking about my parenting, my kids. I don't feel that Kimbella was trying to talk about her parenting at all.
Yeah.
I think she was talking about Yandy as a whole and using that situation as another example of how Yandy will use whatever she can for a certain spotlight. So I do feel that she's like, yeah, you're talking about this kid. She's old enough to see this. She's old enough to feel some type of way. So I understand where Yandy's coming from. But as far as being like, kids are off limits, and I get that. And it was like, she was just mad. You guys should be able to talk that through. And no, one apology in Costa Rica is not going to cover it when you know she's going to see it again.
I see both sides, but at the same time, I literally hope that this is the last time we hear about Kimbella and Yandy's beef. Because it's just like, preach. Once again, it's still just drawn out. Like, either do the apology, you guys are going to be friends, move on, be with each other's families and stuff, or you're not. But at this point, it's just like, yeah, Yandy was just... I don't know, because I'm like, it's hard to explain, because I'm just like, Kimbella
like
was doing a little too much, but I just feel like they both have trouble, like, getting out what they really want to say. Like, they're just struggling with something that's, like, something's there blocking them from giving, like, a full apology, because it's like, they both are just kind of, like, reserved, like, I apologize for what I said, but it's like, okay, so what exactly are you apologizing for? And they can't, like, pinpoint, you know what I mean?
I think she knew exactly what she was apologizing for. I just feel like they... to me, are not real friends. Even though they've been friends for 10 years,
Absolutely.
It's been a friendship of convenience due to the fact that she works with her man. And for her to even say, I hope she's doing it for the right reasons, like, all these shady comments, I don't talk about my friends like
I
that.
I would never.
And
then
I'm
someone
saying.
To be so, like,
even if
family,
I'm
family.
Even if
family.
I'm
family.
There's no such thing as a blanket apology.
Yeah.
You know what you said. You are 40 what? You guys are grown women.
She's 40?
You're grown women. You know what I mean? This is not high school. You know what you said. Either own up to what you said, and this is what I said. I was upset. I was hurt. And then let that be that.
Yeah.
But you... were manipulating what you said and then turned it around. And then it kind of reminded me of what happened on the bus. So it's like, I'm coming to the bus because I'm not trying to make this trip negative for anyone. Yeah. It really, really rubs me the wrong way when people turn a relationship sour and then act like, I don't know why that happened.
Exactly.
I'm totally fine.
That's the part that I don't like.
I'm this grown, mature person.
Remember, exactly. See, like, going back to what I said, like, I think early on, it was like, I think Yandy got herself into such a deep position trying to be, like, the homie lover best friend. It was like, okay, you're like, Jewel's manager, but at the same time, it was like, oh, Kiki, hey, girl, let's go get us some little drinks while Jewel's is in the studio. And then it turned out to now you, like, signed up for an obligation to now be this girl's, like, good friend. And at the same time, like, you're working with her man. Like, it was just too messy. You either got to be the manager or you need to be, like, the homegirl. So it's like, you're trying to dance on this line, and it's
It's a business thing too, right? Because it becomes, especially at the beginning of a relationship with an artist of that caliber, and then his friend and Jim and all these different people, you probably feel like becoming cool with their girlfriends also solidifies your position in this family that they're building. But like you said, as it continues, it is a friendship of convenience, and I'm an all or nothing kind of person.
Girl, exactly.
Either we're friends or we're not friends.
Yeah.
Either we're sisters. Like, it's just, I don't have time.
I don't need the half-ass energy.
I don't need half-ass anything. And I'm quick to take a hint. Like, I'm not begging for that. And I'm very much like that. Like, you don't want to be friends, that's cool. You don't, like, I don't have time to, because I know what I bring to the table in terms of, like, friendship. I'll go over, bend over backwards. So you shouldn't have to wait and ask. And if you really meant it, just tell me what you said, girl. I was upset. This is what I said.
It was too much time invested, I feel like. And I feel like that's why Jewel is trying to step in. And Yandy was super heated, and she had every right to be. But this is the thing. I feel like she was about to spill some tea because Jewel was like, stop talking. Like, he's like, don't say nothing, because she was like, you came to my house at 3 a.m. I've been in the hospital with you. I'm like,
yeah,
did he put
was at the clinic. I was like,
right. Did he put them paws on you? Did he get you STD? Like,
it's
what?
About to get
what?
Real
exactly.
Hot.
So he shut that down, because also I saw on Instagram that Kimbella said that she had some tea too, so it's like she's still talking mess on social media to this day. So
yeah, crazy.
Yeah. It's just like like you said, they're just not real friends, in my opinion. But go ahead.
Okay. Speaking of the tea, you guys, so before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Excuse me. And for us to continue to grow, but you guys, we need your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes and Spotify, give us that 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so we can shout you guys out and get involved in the conversation as usual. And being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us. So we truly appreciate you guys supporting us and doing what we love. And don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show.
Yes, like, comment, subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes for sure.
And Spotify.
And I just want to touch on the fact that Kimbella did apologize again. Mm-hmm. I guess it was genuine. I just feel like she is realizing that her man is about to be gone and she's going to need some help. So maybe they really are friends, but it seems like she's still talking mess on social media from what I see. And one thing that Yandy touched on as well is when they were speaking about how they dealt with the kids learning about going to jail and visiting and all that stuff. So she's
kind of cringeworthy.
Yeah, she's telling her children that her husband is in the, or her boyfriend, that's supposed to be her husband, is in the army, and they're visiting him at work. How do we feel about
this? I feel like we don't get to speak. Like, frankly, I feel like I can't speak on that because, again, like they said, it's just all dependent on different families. Mm-hmm. Yandy, I don't know how young her kids are, and I think I honestly cannot speak from any kind of experience or really any insight when it comes to something like this, but I definitely feel like what they said isn't like each person is own, because you never know. But I think it would be nice to kind of let them know things happen, people have consequences for things, and this is what goes on. But at the same time, like, you can protect kids to a certain point where it's like, okay, now you can mentally handle it. Let me sit down and have a conversation with you when you're older. So everybody can go about it differently, and it's just not something that I feel like there's a better way.
I think Yandy's kids are younger than Kimbella's. Yeah. Like, she has, like, her daughter. I think her daughter's, like,
too.
4, and then, like, the other one's, like, maybe 5 or 6 or whatever. But, yeah, and then the blended family, too. But I'm kind of, like, I'd feel like if I was in that position, I'd keep the standard of, like, the typical, hey, dad had to go to work. You know, he's out of town or whatever. But, like, when you start dancing around with different, like, occupations and different reasons, it's like, it gets a little tricky, because it's like, then you're going to have to explain that in depth when the kids get older. Mm-hmm. And it's like, speaking from personal experience, because it's like my niece and then my brother and then his, like, the mother of the child or whatever, they're, you know, going through their different stages and stuff. And so it's like, they've both been in and out of jail, but it's like, the other side of the family will tell my niece, like, hey, your parents went to jail or whatever. And so she knows about it. She's only mm-hmm. six. Mm-hmm. So it's like me and my mom are just kind of like, eh, we need to shy away from that, because it's like, I don't feel like any six-year-old should know that their parents are in jail. Because mm-hmm. it's like, you know what I mean? Like, she doesn't need to be on the playground telling kids her parents are in jail.
And so it's like,
amazing people to work with, because they're just so, like, they teach you so much about themselves, and also they have the audacity to come into life every single day with just like a blanket state. Yeah, like everything is a fresh slate for them. Yeah. So it's like sometimes you don't want to like ruin that, but at the same time, when you do live a very public life, mm-hmm. you do not want your child to find out on the playground. Mm. Oh, isn't your mommy Andy? True. Isn't your dad in DC? True. Oh, your daddy in jail? No, he's in the army.
I had a lot of lies I mean told to me when I was a kid, and then as I got older and I was like, what?
Yeah,
you told me what? You told me my dog ran away? No, you took him put down. What? Like there was just, I was like, I was on the school bus every day looking for my dog because you told me like just different things.
I'm traumatized.
Like, it just depends on
and
who
when
your
I worked in law office, and every time any of our clients were locked up, it was vacation. They're on vacation. They just came back from vacation. Like that was the key word. So it just really depends on each situation. And like Joelle said, the way we are courageous and how we handle one situation, we might not be as courageous in another situation that another parent is
handling. Well, it's great that the kids are still playing together amidst all the drama between the parents. So kudos to them for
I wonder how that ending
family.
Was. Yeah, because Joelle's was like, our kids are hanging out right now.
The grandmas, you know, people that can coordinate the whole situation. So it's all right.
Even after that, was the meeting awkward going to pick up the kids?
Let's move on to Sydney Starr and being the first transgender on Love & Hip Hop. She said she knew she was a woman at 8 years old, and she made the full transition around 16 years old.
She was cute.
She was.
He was.
He was real cute.
No, he when he was before he transitioned. That's what I mean. So don't be trying
he was
to.
Cute, yeah.
I'm not trying to.
So she said she had a little. She said she had a little shrimp penis. Do you think that made her?
She said because it's really small. No. It's like really small.
Sometimes, like I felt wholeheartedly what Remy had to say, because it was like, Sydney, you just need something to humble you real quick, sis. Like everything that you got doesn't have to be vocalized. We didn't need like the whole introduction starting off at the beginning. Oh, we got Sydney Starr. You didn't have to do the full runaway introduction.
I don't mean to generalize, but a lot of LGBT people, they're extra. They like to like just be flamboyant.
She's got
to
tone it down just a little tad.
I think that's
turn the volume down just a little bit.
So LGBT people, but at the same time, I feel as though what Jonathan said was really important because everyone is different, and I feel like I have no place to tell somebody how much or how little they should be of themselves. And also, I think that with self-awareness and with maturity and with self-love, people come into a space where their confidence kind of radiates from the inside out versus from the outside in. So I think when I see things going on, it just kind of like, it's just reminiscent of like a time where you were like maybe younger and you weren't as confident, and you maybe were over the top because you weren't as confident in who you are versus see yourself a couple years later and you're like, I sit down in the room and I'm the quietest person, even though I can be outgoing, I can hold a conversation. I don't have to because I've come to a space where I feel like I don't have to show you how much I am because
I'm exactly that same way.
So I feel like when I see people acting a way that is reminiscent of an old self, or I just think it just needs growth. So I can't really judge that. And I think what Jonathan said was really important, because I'm not about telling people how much or how little of themselves they should be.
I totally agree.
We only have a certain amount of time, so we can't get too deep into these topics. So we have a game to play. We have some news and gossip and some tweets. So let's kind of just
jump into it.
But I just want to touch on one more thing. Oh, since postpartum. So and the molestation that she went through. So she was able to put that out there into the atmosphere and get therapy, and was able to, you know, maybe help someone that was watching. So what do you guys think about Sin's story and where she is with Joe right now?
I think it was super courageous, especially coming from a community of color where it's like taboo to talk about that stuff. They're like, we've been through a lot. You can handle it. A lot of people in the Black community do not they frown at therapy. They frown at, like, oh, you just feeling bad, like, you're lazy, just get
it's
off
like
your butt.
It's like
you're weak. Yeah, it's a sign of weakness. So I thought it was really important that she was able to mention that for the first time in her life, you know, and then have to sit down with her mom before the episode aired. Like, that's just, it's just an etiquette of how you do things when you care about people, when thinking about Yandy and Kimbella, just saying. so, touching on that, depression, PTSD, and then hearing the testimonies of the people
Naya
around you.
Also went around.
Yeah,
went
and
through
Remy
it.
And Yandy. I didn't
it threw
know that
me
about
off
Yandy
that
either.
Sin was molested by a woman. I don't know why. I'm just thinking, like, I don't know, kind of assuming that. Like, did she say that? Like,
yeah, she did say
and,
that.
And I think that was really important. That went over my head. That was really important for her to say, too. And I just think that, like, from a sociology standpoint, everyone is just a makeup of their history and their biography. So I think that maybe at the beginning of the season when people saw her be so anti a nanny, it did, maybe didn't make sense, right? So as people are being more open and more vulnerable, you're able to put the puzzle pieces together of, okay, it makes sense why you wouldn't want somebody near your baby because you were violated as a baby. You know what I mean? So I think that that was also something that a lot of people can relate to, whether they choose to speak to, on it or not. People on that panel, but also people watching.
Well, it's great to know that she was able to get past it and she has a nanny now. So, you know, she had a breakthrough. So that's
amazing.
Still keep
them cameras. Still keep them cameras.
Exactly. Because she said the nanny was very genuine and broke down and said, I would never hurt your child. So she feels safe and secure. So just keep an eye on her.
No nanny's crocodile tears. Like, I need some proof. Like, you can't sit there and cry and be like,
I'm such a, like, where's my mom? She's my nanny.
Girl, I have somebody do surprise drop-off visits. Like, what you doing, my baby?
Yeah, this whole episode, this whole reunion just goes back to the whole flow of the season as a whole, just with touching on the emotional moments and parts and vulnerability for everybody and every couple. So I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Ooh, the end of the reunion got real emotional.
Yeah. Well, that's enough for that. We're going to get into part two next week. We're going to play Guess That Bar right now. And if you aren't familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and the ladies have to guess. And you can guess at home as well the name of the song and the artist. And she's looking at my paper. Then we can't answer the first one. You can't answer the first one. Sorry. I saw you looking.
I have, like, okay, that's a different story for another day.
All right. Okay. So are you ready?
I am ready.
Do it.
Let's do it.
H-Town, my second home, like James Harden.
Girl.
Money counter go burr. When you're selling out the garden. Four car garage. Porn star, Minaj.
Can I still not answer?
Okay.
No, you can't
answer. To be honest, I went over my head. I don't have no idea.
Birdman
maybe
go
like
burr.
A Gucci. It's, okay, Birdman. Okay, wait.
No, this retarded.
I really do not like the R word, but it's a song lyric.
That's luxury, dog. Day one, y'all stuck with me, dog.
I don't know this movie.
All right, can we hit the lyrics?
It's the your accent.
Well, I just gotta tell you. Oh. No new friends, and that is gonna be for Yandy and Kimbella. They need to stay friends, I guess.
They need to get apart.
I'm just so tired. I feel like people need to get in the habit of purging your life. Everybody is not for everything, and I think that a lot of times,
we try to be
so amicable.
Second song, boo. I know you be wanting to go into it. We only got 30 minutes, y'all. So number two, have you ever had a girl that you tried to date? A year to make love, she wants you to wait.
Hey,
let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation.
Hey.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt.
Can we get to the chorus?
I was going to say Estelle, but I think she got it. I want to know your name, girl. It's the original.
Oh.
Biz Markie.
Oh, you were singing Mario?
She was singing Mario.
Biz Markie. Not the Mario. Trying to cheat.
It's the slow one. It's the slow jam.
Hey,
crying.
Hey. Hey. Yeah, I'm you guys see that?
Okay, there's the next one.
Okay, number three. I know you're going to get this one.
We better, because we're doing horrible.
First, we get to talking.
Then we get to touching. Hey, if we get past the phone games, we'll be I kiss the French dude. I put my tongue in your ear. Do it like the dogs do it, girl, and pull your hair.
Okay. Oh, is this Jewel's on Reddit?
You and me, a different scenery just mean a different position. In the tub or the sink, I improvise. Now I listen.
Oh. What was this, 50 Cent candy shop?
Exactly. Oh, you were close. It's 50 Cent, but his best friend featured Olivia, who was one of the OGs.
Olivia, such a good song. Hip-hop New York.
Best friend is such a good song.
You got half.
In the tub on
this
is really nice. I used to love this song.
Yeah. How you ain't doing it? How you ain't know?
Yeah. Someone I listen to. Yeah, I love Olivia's part. It was a little hit.
So who is this for?
This is for best friends. Whoever the best friends are.
Ain't no Jewel's best friends.
Really and Papoose.
For real.
So let's get into the trending tweets. This is where we pull the juiciest tweets of all the Love & Hip Hop super fans.
Ooh, and they were juicy, y'all.
Yes. So
we
let's
might
get
be missing a couple,
right into
so.
Those. Yeah. We have one from...
Okay, so this is from @BellFee_. So she says, Mariah Lynn is not wrong for exposing their relationship. No woman should let a man treat him like a secret, period.
Period.
So yeah, I'm like, we didn't even really like cover that one. But yeah, so this Mariah thing was cringeworthy because she decided to put that whole little
she was so
situation
happy.
On blast.
Like
I lost
she
a child.
She
man.
Loved him and he was like...
It was crickets.
She
on
was
that
like,
was
so
like,
you know, because his diabetes, and we're gonna try and reverse his vasectomy, and but like she was just like having a moment, and she was like, "You with me, babe? Right?" And
but this
like,
is the thing, you know, when you pillow talking,
thank
right?
You,
you pillow talking, and then you take that information and you take it for what it is. When it's just like, I just, you know,
I don't know. But then in the
and
back,
and now this is kind of emotional.
This but in the back, she was like, "You said you were okay with this."
Yeah,
but you don't know.
Oh, you said he said it was okay.
Yeah,
he's
getting it.
I appreciate that. You don't ever have my back. Like, I always have your back, Randy. You don't ever have
go
me.
Back out there. But no, he did come back out there.
You know, she, but like, she literally was like, we've been dating for 8 years. And I think, like, this is where it is.
That's
like,
not dating. That's effing.
Okay, and also that tweet, you know, I definitely, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But I feel like people not treating you like a second opinion or being a, like scared
option?
To talk about in like an option, what was the actual word? Just cut him off. Like that's a personal decision to be like,
know,
you know what?
She has no self-esteem.
Versus exactly. like,
and the fact that he chose Nia Lee to help Sydney Starr instead of Mariah Lynn, that says a lot right there too.
And Mariah Lynn is definitely
but they're new
talented.
Enemies.
They need to stop.
Tweet number two, boo.
Back onto our next tweet. So this is @duh_true_queen. I'm sorry, but Yandy got every right to be mad. Mm-hmm. Kim Bella straight lied to her face, and she don't have to tell you when she cuts you off. You're toxic.
Boom.
That's true. They just need a whole little year off. Look. Revisit this
off,
friendship.
Just cut
need, a
off.
Need a break.
That
a
too.
Break.
I'm like, was that our last?
I think we had one from... I think we had one from Safari.
Well, I'll just tell you what the one from Safari said. He tweeted, I show up when I want, if I want. Some people be hyped to be on TV. I do me, work on my brand, and keep it moving. When I got real shit to do, that takes priority over everything. When I pull up, though, I am the show. Never forget.
That's so Jocelyn
Thank
energy.
Thank you, Queen of News and Gossip, for that. We needed that.
I was like, yeah.
I like it.
That's
I like
Jocelyn
Safari's
energy.
New, I like Safari's new attitude. Tell them what you really
it
feel.
You get in love, and then just get all live. Hollywood.
Do all right, let's get into this news and gossip before we get out of here and do our predictions.
All right, so we got a few pictures here. We've got Kim Bella with baby on board. She is officially 6 months.
I'm living for that outfit. Why do I feel like that outfit is like
Fashion Nova, girl.
Cute?
Fashion Nova.
Is it?
It's a better glimpse of the baby bump. She's expecting a bouncing baby boy. Together, they have two children, a son named Jewels. He's 8 and a daughter named Bella. She's 6. And then Jewels, I don't know why I'm calling Santana. He has a son that's like 15 that's not with Kim Bella. And for some reason, Kim Bella has another son too, but I can't find that much information on him. His name is Leonardo. Mm-hmm. Don't know much. Like, it's hard to... I have questions.
I wonder why he's not around.
Really weird.
Let's find out next episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I just caught wind of that. Jewels and Kim Bella's kids are named after them.
Uh-huh.
The son is Jewels Bella and the daughter is Bella, like Kim Bella.
So, Juju is having a birthday tour. So, if you're in New York area, get ready because Saturday, March 23rd is her official celebration birthday party in NYC at the Taj Lounge. Free admission. Tables for the Ballers starting at $600. So for more information, make sure you hit up her Instagram at I am Juju.
Fly us out, Juju. Get us flued out.
I'm trying to get flued out.
Speaking of another little event, our sexy chocolate Maggie.
She's so pretty.
And Nia Lee are hosting an intimate watch party. That's going to be in the Bronx area of New York next Monday night.
Don't go.
And that's
is
for
this
part
two.
That's for the reunion. That's for part two of the reunion. And there's still a few limited tickets left on Eventbrite for $50. Free food, free drinks. Hit her up on Maggie Carey. That's her Instagram for more information.
When y'all gonna invite us?
And also, this is Yandy and her little girl Infinity twinning it up for her 17th birthday.
She's about to be real grown.
She's about to be real grown. So they got the matching little jersey swag, lit mom, and then they're also wearing Yandy's wigs. She has a brand. I think it's Yell Beauty or something like that. So those are her wigs. So happy belated birthday, Infinity.
I like that.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yes, thank you. So stay tuned for the next part. Because
I can't wait to part two. Speaking of that, let's give our predictions. What's going to happen?
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Sounds so mysterious.
Who wants to go first with their prediction?
I'll start, because I'm predicting the way my knees are set up, I'm praying for Rich's 55-year-old knees, the way he hopped up and ran across that table on Safari. I'm definitely just excited to know why he's trying to run across this
table.
Well,
you know why he's running across
the table. I do know why, but
because he's standing up for his woman.
Who, Erica?
Yeah, he said, watch your mouth. Watch how you talk about her. Did he say something like that?
Rich ain't never fought nobody over Erica, so I'll be surprised.
But did Safari say something bad?
No, Safari said something to Sin and was like, you're something. Like, he said something.
That was it. I think that's a different
thing. I thought that was a different... I thought, okay, well... We'll figure it out.
We'll know.
Yeah. I guess that's the end of Mariah Lynn. I don't think she's going to return for part two. I don't know.
No, I think she definitely was back because her and Nia Lee were, like, arguing.
Oh, you're right. So I would like to see that dynamic.
I'll come back, but you got to have my back.
There has to be some type of redemption there because I felt really bad for her. No lie, I felt really bad.
But there was. He came out and was
That wasn't a real redemption. We'll see if he's going to back her up when she gets into it with Nia Lee.
Exactly.
And Nia Lee has fans. She calls them Nia Ninjas. Did y'all know that?
Nope, I never
Girl,
heard of
Nia Ninjas. Okay. But, yeah, my prediction is with... I'm ready to see Alexis Sky speak, too. Yeah. I want to see what she's going to bring to the table.
I got one Miss Conversation piece, Mortal Kombat. Hey. Was that too long?
I mean, yes, but it works.
I thought she meant I had a prediction.
I thought that was
like, we need something. That would have to be like, oh, maybe we should go around and do like what our fans would be like. But I feel like yours, since your name is Miss Conversation Piece, it would have to be something like talking. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like some
mortal. We'll think about
did
it next
you say
week,
Mortal
y'all.
Kombat?
Finisher.
Nintendo 64 looking sales. Okay,
okay, Sylvie.
prediction. I am, again, really curious to see what happens with Nia and Mariah Lynn, and just to see, like, how she comes off, because she definitely tried to do the whole, I'm not embarrassed, and the second she got back, it's like, I am so embarrassed.
You let my enemy embarrass me.
And I was like, wait, your enemy? When did we start having enemies? Like, yikes. So I was a little taken aback by that.
Winery trip, girl,
so I'm ready to see that unfold, but most importantly, predictions, I think that more is going to happen between Joe and Sin and Safari. And I really want to see what was at the mix of all of that, because we still don't know what happened at the jacuzzi. I really hope that more comes out, and I'm really thinking that it will, just out of the heat of the moment.
Well, yeah. I think that Safari is definitely gonna, like, be on stunt mode and just, like, shut down everything. I don't think he's gonna go into detail because he said he's gonna keep things private. I think Rich is not gonna connect with Safari's face. He's not gonna get over there because that run was slow motion.
He's gonna run and, like, Safari's gonna, like, look to the side and he's gonna, like, fall.
And I think it's over for Mariah Lynn and Rich because, I mean, 8 years, he's not claiming you publicly. He's not having your back. He's basically treating you like a Tatiana.
And if he's willing to fight, if he's willing to slow motion jump over the table
for Erica.
For Erica in front of your face. And he couldn't even, like, sit there and, like...
He's still in love.
Yikes.
So hopefully she sees that and she parts ways with Rich and finds her worth and finds a man that's...
You know,
happy to claim you, girl.
Right.
I feel like Mariah, you get a good man when you don't go searching for one.
Right. Good, she exactly. Went with Creep Squad number one, Cisco.
She's been through the whole Creep Squad, hasn't she? Oh, except Peter.
I just think you, like, I don't know. I'm not, I just feel like you just work on yourself, sis. The more you love yourself, it's the more other people can love you. That's man, that's woman, that's revenge, that's child. That's it.
That's it for our show tonight, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please leave a comment, like, subscribe. Tell your friends, share it. Let us know what you think about the show. I'm your host, Ms. Conversation Peace. You can follow me on Instagram at M-I-S-S Conversation Peace, or tweet me at Ms. Convo Peace, or you can check me out on my website, conversationpeacemag.com.
Mortal Kombat.
All right.
Finish.
Hello, guys. I'm Thelmy. You can definitely catch me here next week. I will be here, and you can hit me up on Instagram at Thelmy with 3 Ys.
You guys, shout out to everyone that was in the live chat. Charlotte R., Nick Hill, Mr. Oliwudo. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Robin with the V, and you can catch me next week.
Yes, absolutely. You guys can follow me on Instagram at @theonly_KayLarenae. Oh, we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.